What can save the economy? Excessive government spending or private industry? Nick Gillespie from the Reason Foundation is here. Nick, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You heard that statement from Vice President Biden.
Yes.
It's government, government, government. They've
That's
done
right.
everything for us in the last... I think that speaks to the heart of what this administration is all about.
Right.
They are government and only government.
Yeah, whenever I hear anybody talk about how great government is, I always ask, where was government in the creation of rock and roll? And, the only role they had in that was having public schools that bored kids so much they went out and played instruments and made the music that we all love. I think that you're absolutely onto something, which is that Joe Biden and certainly Barack Obama and many of the Democratic leaders in Congress cannot see past government to everything, and so that when you have company cracking the human genome well ahead of the government sponsored program, that just goes by the wayside, and it's dangerous because you cannot have a government if you don't have a flourishing economy. A flourishing economy doesn't come from government; it comes from individual entrepreneurs, businesses, and transactions that everybody gains from.
Okay, now look, we're likely. I mean, everybody says we're going to see a sweep by the Republicans
right.
next Tuesday. Okay, let's suppose that happens. Are you convinced that they are not the old big spenders
of yesteryear? Not at
that
all.
They are a new private enterprise, market-oriented group, free enterprise.
There's very little reason to believe that.
Really? You're a cynic on the new Republicans.
Because they're the old Republicans. There'll be a handful of people coming into Congress for the first time, both at the Senate level as well as at the House level, who may be different. But when you look at the leadership of the Republican Party, basically it's meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The first 6 years under Bush were a disaster from an economic point of view, from a laissez-faire point of view, from a free market point of view, from a government point of view. I mean, you had things like McCain-Feingold go through, Sarbanes-Oxley, the Medicare prescription drug benefit. These all happened with a Republican Congress and a Republican president, and they don't get it. John Boehner doesn't want to devolve government. He wants to become Speaker of the House, and he doesn't want to...
Specifically, what would you have him do, specifically?
Here is the biggest problem at this point. I think that business, the economy, and entrepreneurs are always able and smart enough, ingenious enough to route around government blockage to the economy. What we have to get rid of is the uncertainty. And to a certain degree, the uncertainty in regulatory processes, which is probably more important than any deficit spending that's going on now.
So how do you get rid of that? How do you get rid of uncertainty in the regulatory process?
I think that here is the one thing that Congress can do, and the Republicans, a majority in the House, can say, is that this is what we stand for. We're not going to call it gridlock. What we're going to call it is just stability and a cooling off period, where there shouldn't be anything new done. We need to expedite. What are the tax rates going to be in 2011? We don't even know what the income tax rate is, whether or not capital gains will be cut, will go up, whatever. There needs to be a very quick powwow, and this is a question of whether or not Obama can do this. After he loses his congressional majority on Election Day, he should call for a cooling out period. This would help.
Look, we've passed health care reform.
Right.
The wheels are set in motion.
Yeah, but health care reform, part of it is, first off, many of the costs come up front.
Suppose
the benefits later.
But how do you stop
just
the rules being written? The wheels are in motion.
True,
the rules
true.
To carry out health care reform are being written now,
That's
and they'll
right.
continue.
And we've also
do you want
got,
to stand still?
Yeah, I do. And
how do you do
know,
that?
I mean, well, this is where you need to have, people talk about bipartisanship, and they always talk about it. It would be great if we had bipartisanship in order to pass more and more government spending. Maybe it's time to have a bipartisan commission that looks at, okay, we need a cooling off period. This is essentially
the Reason Foundation wants another commission?
No, I don't believe it. Let me put it this way. We want an agreement. Chris Christie, what he is saying, essentially, and this could provide a national model, we don't have the money. This isn't the right time to put ourselves on the hook for, what is it, $300 million or $3 trillion or whatever it is for a tunnel with a potential upside because New Jersey is on the hook for all of the overrides on things like that. This is not the right time to be making major investments. This is, it's like making a decision about your career when you're coming off of major surgery.
So you need Congress strangle it. You strangle it financially.
Yeah.
No new appropriations bills. You can't have this money.
What we need at this point, and this is where Obama has taken absolutely the wrong lesson for both the Japanese, the lost decade in Japan, which is now into its, 20th
year?
And from FDR, FDR's big mistake in the Depression was his bold, persistent experimentation. He was constantly trying to do something new every week, every month, every year. Obama is like that. This is a guy in a frenzy, and he's leading Congress in a frenzy of new rules, new laws, new expenditures. We need a timeout.
All right, Nick, one thing I'm worried about, I was at a Tea Party event last night, and I gave a speech, and I said the mistake would be for the Tea Party and the Republicans to accept civility. In other words, Mitch McConnell, we're going to have the olive branch, and John Boehner I think what's helping this country right now is the outrageous, people yelling at the top of their lungs. I think if we start to play nice, if they go in there and they start to tea and crumpets, we're going to the wheels are going to fall off.
I'm not talking about civility. What I'm talking about is stopping things. What we also need, what the Tea Party needs to do, is to continue to hold the Republican Party's feet to
absolutely.
Fire. Because Boehner and McConnell were in Congress when Bush was, increasing government expenditures over his two terms by 104%. These guys are part of the problem. They're not the solution.
November 3rd, every Republican that wins should have a letter from the Tea Party saying, hey, you got a small window. Show me what you got. Show me what you got, because you got a little window, and don't do what you did before.
And this is what you saw in the Pledge to America. It said, hey, we're not going to talk about Medicare. We're not going to talk about any entitlements. And then we're making common sense exceptions on government spending caps for retirees, veterans, defense. What's left?
Nick, we're out of time.
I hope not as a country.
I'm a profound optimist. Nick Gillespie, great stuff. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.